This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. City Manager Joe Morris said that recommendations to improve the Unified Development Ordinance, or the UDO, were presented to the Brevard City Council at last Monday night's meeting. The City Council received the recommendations but took no action. In January 2010, Council asked the City's Planning Department to get feedback from regular UDO users about the document and the development process. A City Planning and Zoning Board subcommittee oversaw the project, and a series of input meetings were held to get feedback. The Council approved the UDO in 2006 as a way to update the City's development regulations, many of which hadn't been changed in decades, and clarify the process for developers and property owners. At the time, the Council noted the document wasn't perfect, but would continue to be a work in progress and likely modified. City Planning Director Josh Freeman said, "The UDO assessment process identified important opportunities for development, and I believe that the recommendations contained in the UDO assessment report will result in meaningful and useful improvements." Caitlin Abercrombie, the 15-year-old girl who was injured in a shooting at Cape Fear High School near Fayetteville on Monday, was downgraded from stable to critical condition. Abercrombie is being treated at Cape Fear Valley Medical Center. She is on a ventilator to breathe and may require second surgery to repair the damage from the bullet. Abercrombie was shot in the neck during a lunch period Monday. After viewing the surveillance video at the school on Tuesday, police arrested two teenagers. One is a 15-year-old who faces charges of attempted first-degree murder and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. His name has not been released because of his age. The other, 18-year-old Tavon McLaurin, is charged with felony aiding and abetting. Surveillance video showed the two carrying a rifle inside of the school, according to Cumberland County Sheriff Earl Moose Butler. He also said investigators do not think that Abercrombie was the intended target, but that no motive has been established. The First United Methodist Church held a workshop entitled The Working Poor Simulation, which allows participants to make financial and other choices on a very limited budget. The event was a collaboration with the Living Wage Coalition of Transylvania County. While the participants will be the first to admit that the simulation was not nearly as difficult or stressful as actually living in poverty, many said it did help them get a better understanding of the tough choices that were often required. The program was organized by Just Economics, a regional organization based in Nashville whose mission is to educate, advocate, and organize for a just and sustainable economy that works for all in Western North Carolina. The Hendersonville Times-News reports that a federal judge in Nashville has agreed to delay the trial of the man accused of killing an elderly horseshoe couple nearly 4 years ago. Gary Michael Hilton had been scheduled for trial October 31st in the deaths of John and Irene Bryant. The couple disappeared October 21st, 2007, in the Pisgah National Forest here in Transylvania County. Irene Bryant's body was found a few weeks later near Yellow Gap Road, and John Bryant's body was found in January 2008 in the Nantahala Forest. Hilton is charged with two counts of first-degree murder, kidnapping, robbery, and violent crimes. The case has been postponed until January 4, 2012, to give Hilton's attorney more time to prepare. Hilton has already been sentenced to die for killing a Florida nurse and was sentenced to life in prison in the killing of a Georgia hiker. And this has been Ia Dossi with WSQL News.